Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and here we go. This is part four of the Rick Ector, the director, gun gift giving guide or something like this. What is it? It's the four G's. What is it, Rick?
Well, last time we did the gun gift giving guide.
Okay,
man, that was very alliterative.
Yes, it was. You used that word correctly so many times in the last episode. So.
Well, you know what? Practice makes perfect, man. You would have no idea how many times I practiced before the show started, man.
All right, well, I can tell that you have definitely put into the work. So, here we are, part four. And this is, I mean, you get to be the one that thinks about this a lot because you create a lot of gun owners yourself, don't you?
I don't know if I necessarily, I can't take credit for creating the gun owners. I merely bring the inner gun owner out of everyone that I come into contact with. Inside of everyone, man,
yeah,
there is someone that has a secret burning desire to learn more about guns.
And I can only imagine what that would be like. I can only imagine somebody's first experience being with a gun instructor, being with Rick Ector, the director. That would have to be a fun time.
Well, let me tell you, man, it's truly a joy for me personally, and I mean this sincerely, to cross paths with people, and whether we're in a training class or with one of the free seminars that I do, you know, on a regular ongoing basis, man, and people, as a result of participating in the program, they come up to me and, you know, they thank me for putting on the program, and they're just overcome with excitement about this new path that is open before them, and they're merely walking on this journey one step at a time. And it gives me immense pleasure to at least have been a part of that, man. You've been a part of that. You know, yeah. You know, there is a lot of fulfillment that I get out of teaching people to take on a more active role in their personal protection.
Here's what I was going to say. I was about to ask you. Now, you have taught so many women. You've given them that first exposure, right? Have any of them come back to you and said, all right, I like that initial thing. I want to go deeper now. Show me what I need to know.
Yeah, I mean, I can't put, you know, like hard stats on the conversion rate, if you would, because I don't make a big deal out of, you know, trying to track down everyone that came through the program and ask them, you know, what did they do as a result of it. But I get feedback, man. There's a certain percentage that actually, you know, reach out to me and sign up for a class to actually get their permit. But I tell you, many of these people are connected to me on Facebook because that's one of the principal means by which I publicize the program.
Right.
And just watching them put up their targets and their silhouettes and man, the feedback they're getting from people in their inner circle online. And, you know, it's just a positive feedback loop. And, you know, I don't make any assurances that this whole gun owner, you know, getting a carry permit is for everybody, man. I just say that if you're at least curious about it, you know, like green eggs and ham, just try it. I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen? You could have an experience and you know you didn't like it, so guess what? Don't do it anymore. Go right. find some other pursuit to occupy your thoughts, you know? So, you know, it's fun, man. It's fun, and I get a big kick out of it. And, you know, every now and then I'll be out and about, man, and someone will come over to me and say, hey, how you doing? I'm like, hey, like, oh, you don't recognize me? And I'm thinking to myself, no. But they're like, hey, look, I went to your women's free shooting event. And I'm like, oh, okay. And, you know, it puts me in a weird spot where I'm like, okay, out of all the hundreds, if not thousands of people that go through the program, man, I tell you, I don't have a photographic memory. I don't. I really don't. But let me tell you, once they explain the connection, hey, I get engaged and I feel real good inside that I've obviously had a positive impact on someone in some material way, and they remember it and they'll never forget it. And just to hear them say that they enjoyed the program, it really, truly makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. So, knowing this and knowing all these people that you have brought to the forefront of gun ownership, you've shown them the way. And so you've actually shown some of them the way to actually fight with a gun now. What kind of gifts would we give to the person that is intermediate, the intermediate gun owner, the one that has gotten out there and they maybe figured out the holster, but they haven't figured out the gun yet. Maybe they figured out the gun, but they haven't figured out the holster. Yeah, what kind of things should we be looking at for those people for Christmas, I guess, would be the question.
Oh, man, there's a whole host of things that are out there. And I'll tell you, man, you know, I don't even know if I mentioned, and this is definitely an intermediate item. An intermediate item would be your second gun, your backup gun.
Right.
Let me throw this out to you. I know you might have some ideas. Why would you believe, or why would you could possibly consider having a backup gun? What's the whole deal on that? Why would you even consider such a thing?
Going to a backup sometimes is faster than reloading. Sometimes, you know, what if you your gun might become you might have a mechanical issue with the gun, your primary gun.
Yeah.
So you have to go to that second gun. The second gun means that there's, like, if I'm there and I'm something's going on, and I have to, it'd be better, you know, two eyes with guns, you know, two hands with guns is going to be better than one hand with guns. If me and Rick are there and I'm like, Rick, you got your gun? He's like, no, I left it in the car, Bill. I could be like, well, here, take this one. Don't do it again. Let's get this gunfight over with, because we got to have somebody's St. Louis ribs. And,
man, I'll add on to something Rick never, ever hopes that happens, that I somehow managed to leave where I was without a gun. You know what? Based on how I carry my gun, man, I've actually have walked out of my front door of my home and didn't have my gun on me. But here's the funny thing. It doesn't take too long for me to just feel, like, off and something doesn't feel right. And then that switch clicks off in my head, and it's like, hey, knucklehead, go back in the house and go get your gun. How in the world did you leave the house without your gun? I mean, it's one of those things, man. It's rare that it happens, but when it happens, it, you know, it dawns itself upon me before I get too far gone that I don't have it. And you know what? Even if I'm going to the corner store, I will go back to the house and go get it and try my little errand running again, but this time while armed. And you know what? Yeah, you know, there's a temptation there not to go back because you're just going
to the store. Yeah.
Just going to the store. But if you ever pay attention to listen to people, you know, when they have their encounters and their incidents, it happened on a day and at a time in which they weren't expecting anything to happen. Like, just out of the blue, and those are the times when you better make sure you have it, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you don't carry a gun, you're counting on the law of averages. We'll cover that. Talking to Rick Ector, the director. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. ¶¶
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back. We are speaking with Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit. Ector, the director. And we were just talking about the backup gun, which is a fun thing. The backup gun is a fun thing. I always like the backup.
You know, my primary is always, you know, a semi-auto, man. But, you know, since this whole backup gun proposition comes up, you know, I feel compelled to insist that if for some reason your semi-auto primary failed, and maybe, you know, just for peace of mind, make that backup gun a revolver.
Hmm.
You know? You're hesitating. You don't believe in revolvers. You don't like revolvers at all, huh?
Well, my son has one of those little, Smith & Wesson 642s.
Okay.
Which I think that is that's as good a little revolver as you're going to find. I'm almost certain they're 100% reliable. I've watched him pulling the trigger on that when he's dry fire working with it. That thing is everywhere. He has dry fired it as hard. I mean, he put another trigger in it. He tried to do something to loosen the trigger up, make it a little more pliable to where the gun's not moving when he's pulling the trigger. And
okay.
So that, with me, I look at that, and I mean, it's definitely better than nothing.
Everything is better than nothing.
Yeah, but if hits matter, I'd be a little hesitant to make that my gun. But I'll tell you what I found out. This is what I found out. Like with the like you're talking about, a wheel gun is probably better as a secondary than a semi-auto. So for me, I've always looked at my backup gun as my Glock 43, which is a little gun. And that one, while it doesn't move as much as the as a revolver will, I'm much better with that point shooting with that than I am trying to use the sights.
Oh, okay.
So,
you know, I've been doing that a lot lately at the range, man, this whole point shooting deal. You know, after you're shooting for a while, man, and you're all into the mindset that you're primarily carrying a gun for self-defense and you've practiced diligently for an extended period of time, yeah, point shooting, man. Just actually pick it up, point it, and pull the trigger and see how you do. I'm thinking that you should have some residual training that's just going to be as effortlessly as, you know, as just pointing your finger and pulling the trigger.
Right.
And, you know, that's where ultimately where you want to be. You know, I wouldn't advise anyone who's just getting into shooting to try this whole point shooting deal, man. But look, if you're putting in the appropriate practice and the work, you know, make it happen. It's no different than getting in your car, man, and you put the key in the ignition, you turn it, you start it, you put the car in gear and you take off. I mean, you're not actually looking at the operator's guide to figure out how to drive. You've done it enough to know how to do it.
Indeed.
Hopefully, you're not at the fast food drive-thru ordering a number 6 Happy Meal, you know, while you do such things. But we know it happens, man. We know it happens. You know, another interesting thing popped up in my news feed, man, is that, you know, I'm here in Detroit. And Detroit has a anomaly, at least in my mind, man, about these crime stats, man. You know, through year to date, 1 year ago, all the way up into a couple of days ago, the city of Detroit is crowing about the reduction in homicides that we've had in the city of Detroit, man.
Right.
You know, as someone who's relatively comfortable with statistics, you know, I majored in college, man, it's like I can smell something is off with their stats, man. Last year, they reported 228 homicides. This year, all the way up until a couple of days ago, they're at, this year we're at 228. Last year, accordingly to them, they had 278. So they're saying, okay, we're doing really well on our crime stats. And as you read these stories, because I see these stories all the time, you look for that nugget that says, okay, well, what explains what we got this year relative to what we got last year? And I didn't get a very firm answer from the police chief as to what they did to cause, you know, the shootings to drop, man. And you know what? Here's one thing that he said, man. They said that they reduced their backlog of pending cases and that is the reason why they've had some positive performance in their stats. And that just doesn't smell right to me.
You know, with the Uniform Crime Report, which the FBI puts out, I think it's 40% of the, and most of them are all the big agencies that are out there. Most of them are not reporting their crime stats.
So, yeah, they're not reporting them at all.
Right. And so I that with Detroit, I mean, I know Detroit has less population than they used to have and everything else, but I mean, a lot of people have come back to Detroit because of there's some, you know, really good real estate deals that they used to be out there. And, you know, I think it's sort of trying to revive itself, which it should. It's a great city. But that's interesting. Who's the police chief now?
Oh, man, what is this dude? This new guy's been on the, James White? Yeah, James White.
Okay.
He's not, you know, someone who's on the national stage who's getting publicity and stuff. So he wouldn't be a person that you would recognize offhand like James Craig. You know, James Craig got a lot of, you know, national attention because of his unconventional views on guns and citizens using firearms for self-defense and personal protection.
Well, you dared to say the thing that was the truth.
Well, yeah, he said it was true, but see, those types of things typically are not popular in your big city, urban, mayor, local government regimes. They don't want to hear that stuff.
Right.
They don't want to hear that you are taking it upon yourself if faced with a violent crime that you should defend yourself. And, you know, that runs counter to what Chief Craig was talking about. Chief Craig was like, hey, call us if we don't get there in time. Do what you have to do, protect yourself, defend your family, and everything else. So I'm looking at these stats, man, and it just doesn't ring true to me, man. But, you know, if I was a big city mayor, a big city police chief, and I had to, you know, explain things, man, you know, I guess I would be tempted to come up with something and hope it flew and no one asked me too many follow-up questions about it. But, no, I don't get it. It doesn't ring true to me. But, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm disappointed because they're claiming that their homicide stats are down. And, you know, there's only one reason why I focus on the homicide stats.
I'll tell you what. You're going to tell me in the next segment.
Okay.
You can find Rick Ector everywhere. He's even on IMDb. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. The federal election interference case against Donald Trump is temporarily on hold as the judge has agreed to pause proceedings while considering the former president's appeal to dismiss the case. Trump contends he is shielded from federal prosecution as the alleged crimes occurred during his presidency. President Biden has concluded a private White House meeting with the families of 8 Americans previously held hostage by Hamas.
We are here because The president and his team have been bringing out light in this dark time.
The hostages were among the 240 individuals taken during Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. Federal Reserve policymakers are maintaining current interest rates for the third consecutive meeting, signaling a pause in the central bank's series of rate hikes over the past 2 years to combat inflation. Projections indicate 3 rate cuts in 2024. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm speaking with Rick Ector, the director. We were just talking about why he focuses in on homicide as his primary stat, and I had to hold you up on that one. Why do you focus so much on the homicide stat?
Because there's usually some other person in government who's going to push back on what you publish. For example, if the Detroit Police Department published numbers that didn't jive, let's say, with the prosecutor's office, right?
Right.
Then, of course, there'd be like some pushback to saying, hey, no, I don't think your numbers are correct. The principal reason, man, is that a homicide can't easily be hidden. And, you know, I have a friend that works in the police department, and from what my friend tells me, they can to an extent be hidden, and I'll explain that in a minute. But when you have a homicide, man, there's a body. I mean, and it's hard to hide that statistically, man.
Right.
I mean, you had so many dead people, and once you have dead people, you know, you got to figure out whether they're homicides or whether they're justified homicides. And justified homicides, typically, at least the way, you know, they do it in Detroit, they don't count, man. But homicides, you know what? Yeah, there's a number there. And it usually has to match up with what the prosecutors are publishing. Other crimes, man, I mean, you could play with those numbers till the cows come home and nobody would notice and nobody principally would care. But one thing my friend told me about the homicides, at least in Detroit, is that if this homicide like started, let's say like someone got shot to death, and let's say they didn't die the day, or maybe they died maybe a day later or 2 days later, those stats somehow are able to disappear and don't have to necessarily be in the total accounting because they can possibly say that that person died because of complications from getting shot, and they don't necessarily call it a murder. And I thought that that was really interesting. But needless to say, man, you know, this whole crime and statistics, it's a very interesting business. But you guys don't publish homicide stats where you're from, do they?
Well, I'm trying to find them. I'm trying to find how many murders we are, or how many homicides.
It's got to be some ridiculously low number.
Let's see. In 2022, 514 for the state.
For the state?
Yeah.
Okay. Homicide.
Homicide. Murder.
I mean, you know, all life is precious, and that's still, you know, an attributable number, man.
But that's, so in 2017, it was 375. Then it 2020 jumped to 567, 2021, 573. And 2022, it fell to 514. So,
you know, and it's just also coincidental. I shouldn't say coincidental, but it's another big story that they're really pumping and pushing here in Detroit is that the, you know, they recently had, well, the city of Southfield is right outside the city. They had one of those gun buybacks, man. Man, you know how I feel about those things, man. They're just like big media spectacles. And you know what? I call it the grand display, man.
Right.
That's where they have the big, giant, long table. And then they put on the table all the guns that they, you know, quote, unquote, took off the street, and then we see all these firearms, and we're supposed to go, ooh, right? Now, some of these guns, man, it's like you wonder if they are even, you know, serviceable. Should they even, you know, would they even discharge if they were loaded in the trigger pull? But you know what? It doesn't matter because this is the grand display because they took a gun from someone who did not want it and brought it to the police station so that they could get, you know, it kills me the gifts that they offer, like a $25 gift certificate to McDonald's or something, you know, and they get to say, we did some really good work and that the city is going to be safer. You know, the flaw in that whole argument, you want to know what the flaw is in that whole argument?
What's the flaw?
Criminals do not sell their guns.
I would have to say yes, they don't sell their guns. I mean, how do they acquire their guns? Do they trade, or what do they do to get their guns?
I would imagine the vast majority of them, they buy them from people who stole them. You know, question might come up. Well, gee, Rick, how does somebody steal a gun? Well, because we have these places where you can't take a gun, then, of course, you've got to stash your gun in your car.
Right? Yeah.
You stash your gun in your car could be broken in. Okay, well, then they say, well, gee, why don't you do something like, I don't know, like put it, you know, in a trunk. Well, gee, you put it in the trunk, you're making a big display out of you going to the trunk in a place where you can't bring a gun. I mean, and here's the thing. A savvy gun criminal would just stake out gun-free zones and just work the parking lot and just break in cars.
I mean, that's one of the reasons. One of the reasons I don't have any stickers on my car going, I am the NRA. I love SIG pistols. You know, I don't have any of those. I don't have any of those. This car protected by Glock. I don't have any of those on my car.
Well, I mean, not only do you have to worry about a potential car thief breaking into your car looking for, you know, your gun, you have to deal with those anti-gun whack jobs who want to damage your car because they hate the fact that you and them don't agree on the same thing, man.
Right.
I mean, they take things to a whole different level with their politics and antics, man. But you know what? God bless them, man. They have a right to say whatever they want, no matter if it's pure nonsense and absolutely no one agrees with them. But I'll tell you, with this whole gun buyback business, man, I used to love actually doing them, man, because it really, in many cases, it was like a visual spectacle when the story came out that these laws have absolutely no impact on crime. I think the best thing that they could say is that maybe a heir or a survivor to someone who was the principal owner of the gun, and they're no longer there, and then you have the surviving spouse, a surviving family member who just doesn't want it around anymore, and they just want to, you know, dispose of it and get rid of it.
Sure.
You know, taking it to a gun and buyback, I can understand. But see, in some of those cases, man, you'll find, like, someone will bring, like, a very, you know, expensive gun that might potentially be worth, like, a lot of money. You know, if they, you know, took it to a dealer or to a gun shop or to a collector and actually realized some satisfactory percentage of the market value rather than a $25 gift certificate for McDonald's, you know.
Right.
Not that I'm putting down McDonald's. I actually like going to McDonald's, man. But, you know, when you compare it to, you know, the value that one could get from a serviceable firearm in good position, it's criminal. It's absolutely criminal.
Indeed. It is, without a doubt. It is criminal. So, we're coming up on the last break. Haven't given you a chance to be able to tell everybody how to find you.
Oh, man. For sure, you can definitely find me here on Bill Frady's Lock and Load every Tuesday evening, Hector the Director.
Yep.
If you have access to social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and yes, I'm even on IMDb.
Cool. Even on IMDb. I haven't checked to see if I'm on IMDb yet. You'll have to tell me how to do that one day. How do you check?
Look, man, go to imdb.com and type in Bill Frady.
Okay, I'll do that. And in the interim, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back. Last time on the firing line, and I'm on IMDb as well. Do you know why I'm on IMDb?
Why are you on IMDb?
Because of director Ector on Lock and Load and Planet Rick on Lock and Load.
See? It pays the no good people, man. Look, you can get some exposure.
Yeah.
You're on the site where stars are populating that place, man. You know, IMDb is like the database for, I don't know, not necessarily performers or actors or newscasters or broadcasters. A great percentage of entries are there are people who have shows, man.
Okay.
And you have a show, and you know what? You should be on there.
Okay. Well, I am on there, so that's interesting to know. Now, do we want to talk about any gifts for the gift giving guide for gun owner gift giving guide?
Let's see. A couple of other things that could present themselves, man. You know, I would hope that someone that really treasures me would give me something that I would truly, truly enjoy. And you know what? I don't have the actual budget to afford it, man. You know, I know that one can, if they get the appropriate licenses, man, they could actually get, you know, a full auto gun. But you know what? They have to be manufactured before, what was that,
1986.
86.
Yep.
And the prices on those guns are
it's five figures.
High.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's absolutely no way I could positively, you know, reasonably get one of those, man. But I would love to have one just for giggles, man.
Let me explain to you. Now, it would depend on which one you had. If you were to get like an M16, that would be a waste of your money. That'd be a waste of your time. It'd be a waste of all the hassle of owning it. Because you want to know what? The M16 is not built to be shot fully automatic.
It's not?
It's a dancing machine when you put it on fully automatic. We used to call the auto switch the chatter switch.
Okay. Explain the reference to me.
Well, the gun just doesn't weigh enough, and impingement is not nearly as good as piston, like the AK for full automatic. Mm-hmm. The AK-47 is a great full automatic gun, but the AR-15, the front end and the back end start to go up and down. It boat tails on you, starts pop, bouncing, and you can hang on to it and everything. But I mean, it's like anything else. Now, if somebody were to give you like a mini gun, Now we're talking some fun, but I mean just the ammunition for a minigun, though. I mean, you'd have a, like this minigun that was a minigun shaped paperweight, unless you could afford the ammo.
Well, see, and then that's the linchpin, man. But yep. You know what? If you can afford a firearm like that, the last thing you should really be worried about is how much the ammunition is going to cost.
That would be my thought.
Just think about how much fun you're going to have.
Yeah, well, I mean, a minigun is an awesome thing to look at, especially when you're looking at them when they're firing tracers, because you'll look at that and it looks like it's a laser beam coming out. And but what's actually happening is tracers are every fourth round. So in between the tracers, you see there's four rounds of ammo that you don't see. So, I mean, that's quite the storm being thrown downrange. So, yes, that would be fun.
While I'm thinking about it, man, this is Tuesday, so, yeah, we still have a few more days left. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, man, we have a seminar I'm putting out here in Metro Detroit, man. It's for these new pesky gun laws that came onto the books like less than 90 days ago. And statutorily speaking, they go into effect Valentine's Day,
right?
Believe it or not. We have, you know, red flag laws. We got to register our guns now. And you know what happens when the government knows where your guns are, right?
They can come and get them.
They can come and get them one day. And, of course, we have a firearm stores law. So, you know, one thing that I thought I would do, man, and I know I mentioned it last time we were on, is that I'm putting together an informational session on these laws, let gun owners know that, hey, they're coming on the books. I don't agree with them, but they're on the books. And some of these laws carry some harsh penalties in some certain isolated circumstances, you know, that you need to be apprised of. So if anybody's out there that's in the Metro Detroit area and you're looking about learning about these new gun laws that we're expected to follow, you know, definitely hit me up on Legally Armed in Detroit. And if you sign up, I look forward to seeing you this weekend on Saturday. But yeah, man, red flag laws.
Red flag laws. I call those the minority report laws. I look at that like Minority Report. I mean,
when you think about it, man, it's like you haven't broken a law, right? You haven't broken a law. You did nothing wrong. But someone decides to call the police and say, hey, Bill Frady, you know what? Bill didn't do anything wrong per se, but he did his show and he said some things that I thought that were not necessarily hateful, but they hurt my feelings. And I'm worried about him. I think he's unhinged. He's unstable.
Yep.
Would you go take his guns after you raid his house?
Right.
The government might take them up on it, man.
See, and while they're doing that, if I had not complied with the safe storage law, for example, that would be another charge. Because the safe storage law, and I don't know, see, like, I don't have a gun safe. I have toolboxes that I stick my guns in.
Okay.
And, I mean, if somebody can pick up the toolbox and run away from it, we're probably talking about a Sasquatch-type guy. And I don't know how much I want to try to impede him if he can pick up this thing and run away with it. So he probably
you know,
gets away
with it. You brought it up, man. Is there any reason why you happen to use a tool storage box instead of a gun box?
Well, because a tool storage box is mobile, and moving it would be easier if I ever have to move. On the other hand, it is heavy enough and big enough, and it does lock. It is designed to be carted all over the place and beat up. Most of these gun safes that they sell as gun safes are not actually safes. They'll hold you back about 30 seconds longer than if they knew the combination to it. The other thing is what came out of Liberty Safes with the whole the one that they called the, you know, they called the Liberty Safe and said, we're going to raid this guy and we want access to his safe, and they got it from the safe maker.
Oh. Like, they just asked and they provided something to get them access?
Yep.
Huh.
And that came and went really quickly. But at the same time, my toolbox is locked with a key. Now, okay. They could probably supply them with a key if they wanted to, but it wouldn't be something that would happen that day unless they had pre-planned all of this. So, do my guns get locked up? Yes. I have a lockup mechanism. Is it a gun safe? No. Because I can't afford a real gun safe. A real gun safe is going to set you back about $7,000. These guns.
Is that all?
Yeah. Well, these gun safes. The gun safes at Cabela's. They're made by Liberty Safes, who gave away the code.
I'd rather spend the money on a Gucci gun.
There you go. Or you could use it as a down payment on your fully automatic weapon.
Man, I actually shot a gun in full auto, man. And I have to say, it is fun, man. It's fun.
It's exhilarating unless you got to pay for the ammo.
And you know what? It was done by this gun range, and they supplied the ammo. So, it was doubly fun. It was fun, and it was cheap. It didn't set me back, man. And I had a real good time doing it.
You want to know what caliber gun I would get in full auto today?
223.
22.
Oh, yeah?
Well, the ammo.
What's your reason?
Ammo costs. Plus, you can hit what you're aiming at with a 22 and fully automatic. So, anyway, we have run out of time, actor to the director.
Hey, man, it's always been a blast. Truly enjoy being on the show, man. Actor to the director. Hey, man, look forward to talking with you next week. Same time, same bat channel.
Same bat time, same bat channel. Maybe I need to get the Batman theme for you when you come on the show. That sort of sounds like what it should be. That's what I
the original theme from the show.
Batman, that one. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for joining me today, sir.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. See you next
week.
Yes,
sir. Back again in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.